Beziner Shalayit, Shekokit Shekokit Yei. So it doesn't mean that he installed it in the karaka, a log of wood he installed in the karaka. He just chopped off from the tree a piece of wood, and this crude piece of wood, this Geil Mekliyeitz, he installed in the karaka, and then he hollowed it out. No, it can be Bitzina Shalayitz that it's already in the form of a pipe. It was hollowed out. While it was in a state of Tovush, it was hollowed out, but he didn't have any beskibul to be mikabel tzeres. And then he installed it. After he installed it, so he made a certain cavity, he constructed a certain cavity in that pipe to be mikabel tzeres. So since in the state of Tovush, it did not have a halishim kelim d'raisa. Because Pshutik Leitz is not Mikabel Tumeh. Pshutik Leitz is not Mikabel Tumeh. So, Midraise only Midrabanon. And when does it have a Shem Kele? Midraise, after he makes a Chkak in it, and when he makes a Chkak in it, and it requires a Shem Kele Midraise, then it's already in the state of Mechuber. So it cannot acquire Shem Kele. So Mele, the water that goes through it, that goes through it, even though it has a base kibbutz to be mikabel tzeres, does not become shov, because only water that goes through, that is contained for a moment in something that is a clay kibbutz, but something that, if the water is contained in something that is not a clay kibbutz, so it does not become shov. And here, even though the water entered this pipe when it was already a base clay kibbutz, after the cavity was constructed to be mikabel tzeres, but at that time he didn't acquire shekele because it was already mechuber. So abkalam mechuber likarke kikarke. So mele he didn't acquire shekele, so it doesn't become shov. But if he will take a metal pipe, this is what the Rabbi Levadim Batinore excludes. Not that he excludes the case where he installed a Geil Mekli mattress. Because that's not likely. It will be very difficult to install a Geil Mekli mattress or Geil Mekli Yeitz and then to hollow it out when it's already in the state of Mechuber. That will involve a lot of work. So it's much easier, it is much more convenient to hollow it out while it's in the state of Tovush. Then it's easy to hollow it out. But if you take Geil Mekli Yeitz or you take Geil Mekli mattress and you install it in the carcass and then you start hollowing it out while it's already installed in the carcass, so it will involve a lot of work. So if it is commonly said Chokikei, it doesn't mean that you install it in the form of Geil Mekli Yeitz, but it means he installed it in the form of a pipe. But a pipe, if it does not have any cavities to be mikabel tzeres, is not a kibul either. So since it was a pshutei kliyeitz, and the pshutei kliyeitz is not mikabel, it does not have a shem kele midraise. It's not mikabel tumeh midraise. Only midrabonon. So the fact that midrabonon has a shem kele, so that doesn't matter as far as the psul of Jehovah is concerned. So memele, and then after it is installed, after the pshutei kliyeitz that is hollow, after the pipe that is hollow, so is installed, then you make your kak and you construct a base kibble to be mikabel the tzeres, and then the water goes through it, it doesn't become possible. Mashenke, if you take pshutikli matas, a hollow pipe of metal, not geomikli matas, but pshutikli matas, a hollow pipe of metal, and you will install it in the kak. And after you install it in the karke, you will construct the cavity to be mikabel the tzeres, and then water will go through it, so it will become shov. Why? Because since it was in the form of pshutei kli matres while it was in the state of talush, so it acquired the shem kele. So memele, since it acquired the shem kele bitolush, so tolu, and we pass from tolush l'sif chibre is abet tolush. So even though later you install it in the karke and it becomes mechuber, and after you install it in the karaki, you construct the cavity, and it has a biskibul. So the fact that it has a biskibul later on, even though the biskibul is constructed, while it's already been mechuber, but on account of the aloch of tolush, it's a mechuber, you have a tolush, the pipe that has the biskibul would acquire shenkli, because of tolush, it's a mechuber, you have a tolush. But why is it also a chibre? Because it had the Shem Kelim in the Raise. It had the Shem Kelim in the Raise. Why? Before it was installed in the card. So then, after it is installed in the card and the cavity is constructed in it, and it has a biskibul, so it would acquire Shem Kelim. So maybe if Mayim will enter this pipe that has a biskibul, it will become shov. But in the case where you take a wooden pipe that is hollow without a biskibul, so it doesn't have. So while it's in the state of tolush, it does not have a shem kelim in the raise, only the rabbanon, and the rabbanon doesn't matter because the chachamim will not machmir ligabi the psul of shuvim upon the fact that with the rabbanon it has shem kelim. So with the raise, even though it was a pshutik matres, it did not have a shem kelim. And then you installed it in the karake, and then you constructed a biskibul. Since in the state of tolush it never had a shem kelim in the raise, so even later on when you construct a cavity in that wooden pipe, it doesn't acquire shem kelim either. You cannot say tolush was a chibre because it never had a shem kelim in the state of tolush. Mashenke, if you will take a metal pipe that is hollow, without the biskibul, but it already had in the state of tolush, it already had a shem kelim in the raise, and later on you install it in the karake, and then you construct the cavity, you construct the biskibul. So because of the halacha of tolush, it would acquire a shem kelim later on. So it would become possible when the water goes through it. This is the Ravi Batinoshi. All right. Now again. המניח קיימים תחז הציניה. מה זו שבקשו מנכנוסים בבריאות דרך פיבלי מיקרו? והוך מהר בציניה של אי שקלו לי סיב חוקיקי. והוי ולהוי אותי רסבי אולוב תשי קובי. אף על פי שחוקיקי אחר קיין, לחשיבה מים שבסיכי מים שובי. הוי ולהוי אותי רסקלי אולוב בתולוש. Even though בתולוש it was already hollowed out. And it had ישם קיימים לרבון. But not with the rising. So Mimele, it cannot acquire Shem Kele when you construct the biskibul in it. Because with the time when you construct the biskibul in it, so then it's already Mechuber. But if you will take a metal pipe that is hollow, so before you install it in the Karak, it has a Shem Kele with the Raise. And then you install it, and you construct the biskibul in it. So because of Tolush, we have a Tolush. So it would acquire a Shem Klei Kibul later on. So Memele, when Mayim will enter it, so it will become Shov. But suppose you will take a Geomikli Matres, in other words, crude metal, not hollowed out, and then in its crude form, this crude metal, in its galen form, so you'll install it bikarati, then you'll hollow it out, and then you will even construct the cavity to be mikabel tzeres. So then, the rav will be made there, that it will not become shov when water will come through it. Why? Because while it was in the state of tolush, it didn't have a shem kelim. Only pshutikli matres has a shem kelim, but geomikli matres does not have a shem kelim. So mimele, when can it acquire shem kelim? When you hollow it out and you construct the biskibul, but at that time it's already mechuber, and you cannot say tolush was a chibre because in the state of tolush it did not have a shem kelim. It was only a gelam. It was only a geomikli matres. It wasn't pshutikli matres. So in such a case, the rav would be made that it wouldn't become shov, even if the tzinir is made of metal. But why does he say that the tzinar is made of wood? Because usually when you do install a pipe, you don't install a geomi matres or geomates. That would involve laborious work. So you install a pshute matres or pshute, and then you construct the cavity to become cavitous. Yes, what?
By the create, you don't want to still be
Tumah. What?
By the senior shalais.
Yeah. No, Midrabonon, it will be Mikabu Tume even before. So it was Mikabu Tume, Midrabonon, it was Mikabu Tume before you installed the Mikabu.
So,
you mean that, what the Mikabu Tume? No, so many say that since it's only Tume Midrabonon, so Mele, we don't apply the aloche of Tolish Lesif Chibre Havetolish. We only apply the aloche of Tolish Lesif Chibre Havetolish. Ligabi the Rises, but Ligabi the Rabbonon, we don't apply the Aloha of Tolish with Sifriban. There's another Shaila that negates us. There's a Shaila in Tum. Alright, now, in the Rambam, so there are two Madores. You see, our Rambam, that's the Madur Aleph, and Kapach's translation represents the Madura base. So it's not a question of two Gersois, two texts. They are both written by the Rambam. But our text represents the original version that the Rambam wrote, and Kapach's translation, that Kapach found the manuscript of the Madura Basra of the Rambam. Now, I just want to read from Kapach's translation, because the Madura Kame of the Rambam, Pirush HaMishni, is very strange. But Kapach's is not strange at all. Tzine Hamarzit, Ve'agdim Trilo, Ki Omu B'chol HaMishni Hu B'tzineya She'ni Peisir Es HaMikvitz. Now, the way the Rabbi Batinore explains the Mishneh and also the Gemore, because the Gemore in Shabbos after Zion explains this Mishneh. So the Gemore in Shabbos after Zion says, Haminiach, there the Gemore discusses the Yitches Dogo, the Zikri Vishamim, Zikri Visila, or Morgazim, Baalias Cheski even go. So the Gemore gives the list of all the Yitches Dogo. So then the Gemara says, Vidoch, what else? Ditna. Haminiach kilin tachas atzine, eli kabo ben mikshomim, echot kilin delen vechem kilin tanim, vafu kli avonim, kli adomo, kli glovim, peis limis hamikve, echot haminiach vechot ha-shecheach. Divre bishama, u bisilu mitaari bishecheach. Omer Reb Meir, nimnu virobu bishama al bisila. U meidim bishama bishecheach bechotzer shu toy. Omer Reb Yeisi, yadayim machlekes, So according to Rashi's pshat in Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Batinores, it's mashma. So when Rabbi Yisi says adayim machlikes bimkeimo emes, Rabbi Yisi is addressing himself to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said nimnu v'robu b'shamay al bisilel, nimnu v'robu b'shamay al bisilel. So Rabbi Yisi says adayim machlikes bimkeimo emes, adayim machlikes bimkeimo emes. In other words, it was not resolved. It's not nimnu v'robu b'shama el b'sila. It was not resolved like b'shama. The machlekes remained. So since the machlekes remained, so then how do we have to pasken? We have to pasken like b'sila. Except if it's nimnu v'robu b'shama el b'sila. Otherwise we pasken like b'sila. All right. That's the pshat according to Rashi and according to Rav Batnoi. Omer Rav Misharashi, the Birav Amre Hakel Meidim B'sheinichom B'shaskishirovim Dmei B'shaspizirovim Hakel Teir. Everybody is made. And according to Rashi, so what does it mean Hakel Meidim? Baby Shammai, baby Silel are made that when, now we see that at least originally there was a machlekes between Bishamai and Bisila. In regard to Shecheach, Miniach, everybody admits that it's possible, it becomes shor. But Shecheach, if he forgot the Kelim, Tachas Atzine. So according to Bishamai, Gozru, Shecheach, Otu Miniach, and according to Bisilel, Loi Gozru, Loi Gazginon, Shecheach, Otu Miniach. So Rav Mishal, Shiyed, Berav said, Berav Amre, Hakel Meidim Bishinichon, Bishas Kishorovi. When the clouds are out, So then, when it's cloudy, if he was miniach the kelim tachas atzineh, while the clouds were hanging on the skies, so then may, so even misilal is made, even misilal is made that it's may bishas pizrovim, and if it is bishas pizrovim. So divrei hakel teir, the hakel teir. Now, what does it mean? Hakel meidim kishin nichom bishas kishorovim is mei. What does it mean? By miniach or by shecheyach? We have to say by shecheyach, because by miniach there is no machlekes between bisham and misil. The machlekes is only the bisham says echad miniach ve'echad shecheyach. Divrei bisham ayu bisil or mitarim bishecheyach. So the machlekes is by shecheyach. So when Rabbi Sharshi says hakol meidim kishinichom bishaski shorovim is mei, so what does it mean? Even shecheyach bishaski shorovim is mei. Even shecheyach. So when the Bisil say teili mitarim shecheyach, if it's not hinichom bishaski shorovim. Even though he uses the Lashon Hinichom, but it means Hinichom al deshikche, not bekavone Hinichom, but al deshikche. Now, hakamidik shenichom bishas kishorovim, mei bishas pizrovim, divrei hakel teir. If the clouds have dissipated completely, and there is no clouds at the time, he's maniach. The kelim, so then. Everybody admits it is toya, even Bishama. Now the question is this: when it says Bishas Pizorovim Divahakal Teiri, what does it mean Bishas Pizorovim Divahakal Teiri? By Shecheyach, but Maniach not, or even by Maniach? So the two shita is that even Bishas Pizorovim Divahakal Teiri, even by Maniach, and even by Maniach Bikavone. Now the Mishnah Achene says, because the lotion of the Mishnah is Haminiach Kelim Tachas Atzineh Echad Kelim Delim Vechad Kelim Tana Afilu Kli Glolim Kli Avonim Kli Adom Vechad Hamikvi Echad Haminiach Vechad Hashecheyach Haminiach Kelim Tachas Atzineh. That's the Girse in our Mishnah. The Girse in Misach HaShabbos after Zion is Haminiach Kelim Tachas Atzineh Lekabil Bohem Mekshomim. In other words, according to that Girse in Misach HaShabbos, the Mishnah has reference to a case where he deliberately left Kaelin, not deliberately, in order that they should receive the water. Because as it starts raining, so the water runs through the Tzineya, and he put the Kaelin beneath the Tzineya, that they should come into the Kaelin. He deliberately. So the Mishnah Achene says here, Tachas Atzineh had Kelim Delim. Kein Agirse b'chol Sifre Mishnayis. V'chein Hetik Rambam v'Orosh. Avon Midmore Perikamet Shabbos. Agirse Tachas Atzineh Likabu Meimon. V'chein Hetik Atur V'Shochnoch Likabu Meimon. Sheyiplo L'Mikve. Avon Anies Daiti Oyika Kigirse Hasvori. V'loi Garsino Likabu Meimon. Dimash Mashachosha V'shas Anochet Likabu Amayim. V'yefshalim Aken. Dim Kein Machilu Keish. Bin Shechiyah Tachas Atzineh, Lishechiyah Bechotzeh, Kim Nechoshim Likabu. So he says, Umeidim Bishechiyah Bechotzeh. Monefshech, if it has reference only when Shalui Bikabone, if it has reference, so then we can understand. But if it has reference even Bikabone, so what difference is there between Shechiyah, between Chotzeh and Tachas Atzineh? So he says that this is not the correct Yerseh, but he says it's not the correct Yerseh, but many Rishonim mentioned this Yerseh. And that's the way it appears in our text in Misach HaShabbos. Anyway, the two certainly, that even though the two, he says, V'chein hetik, avu mitmor ha-perkanu shabzak Yerseh tachzatzino likabu meimov, V'chein hetik atur ha-shuchnoch likabu meimov sheyiplu le-mikve. So even though he himself realizes the Mishnah Achene that the Torah's Girseh was the way we have it, but he is convinced that the right gear say is not lekamenim. But it's not like that. We see, I mean, some of the Rishenim mention it. Anyway, now, when the Gemara says here, Hakam Beidim Shinichom Mishaskishirovi Mei. So that, of course, it means Hakam Beidim Shinichom Mishaskishirovi Mei, even Shecheich. Why? Because since he left it, he forgot the Kelim. He forgot the Kelim, Tachas Atzineh, while the clouds were hanging on the skies, so it looks that he was mishaving to be mimalike. So Mimele, since it looks that he was mishaving, even though Bimtzies he was not mishaving, Klapishmayis Galie, so it's also possible. It's also possible. Now then Bishas Pizarovim Divrehakl Tehri. So what does it mean? Divrehakl Tehri Mim Bishamai? Does it mean only by Shecheach or also by Meniach? Or maybe Meniach Bekavone? So the Torah says that Bishaspiz Rovim Divrehakl Teirim, even by Meniach, and even by Meniach Bekavone. But if he left the Kelim, Tachas Atzineh, after all the clouds dissipated and there were no clouds in the skies, so then it's not Niker that he had Kavanah. So Mimele, even though Klapishmai is Galian, he knows it himself, that was his Kavanah. So this furtive Kavanah that he has in his heart, that is not manifest, that is not apparent, is not important, according to him. The Gros says that Rashi is Chelik. And that Rashi says, that Rashi Shita is, if there is, if he is a Meniach, so then even Mishaspizorovim is not. Rashi doesn't say it in Rashi, but he was medayik from the Lashon of Rashi in Shabbos after Zayin. But the Torah Shita is that Hakol Meidim Mishaspizorovim the Hakol Teirim that even Mishama is made even by Meniach and even by Meniach Bekavone, because the furtive, secretive Kavone is not important. It's only if it's kavemachshavte nikeres mitich maisom, then it can pass the mind that fill out the kelim. But if it's not machshavte nikeres mitich maisom, if it's not machshavte nikeres mitich maisom, but he has the kavone pnimis, a secretive, furtive kavone pnimis, so that's not important. According to the truth. All right, the Gros says that Rashi is right. Probably is that. I mean, what is Rashi is not the first. לא ינח לי כל אשר ניחום בשעסקי שרוב ונספסו וחוזרו ונסקשו מה עשובה בוטו מחשבתי מה עשובה לא יבוטו מחשבתי. So the מחליקס is only בשעסקי שרוב וניחום בשעסקי שרוב ונספסו וחוזרו ונסקשו מה עשובה בוטו מחשבתי ומה עשובה לא יבוטו מחשבתי. Now what's the פשעת למחליקס? So בשם I say לא יבוטל מחשבתי, and בסילל say that it's בוטל מחשבתי, בסילל מיתר. What's the פשעת? So the פשעת is, again, you see, the ניכרס מתחמאסו is important. Now, in this case, where originally the Kelim were left under the Tzineir while the clouds were hanging. And you observe, what does it mean, Nika? Nika means from whose point of view? Nika from the point of view of the observer, who does not know the secret intention of the person. But any observer who saw this man leaving the Kelim Tachas Atzineh while the clouds were hanging heavy on the skies, heavily on the skies, what was his conclusion? I mean, what is the reasonable conclusion if you see a person leaving Kelim Tachas Atzineh, while the clouds are heavily hanging on the skies? So what is a reasonable conclusion? A reasonable conclusion is he's doing it in order to fill out the Kelim. I mean, that's the reasonable conclusion. So from the point of view of the observer who only observed that moment that the person left the Kelim, It is Nigya. But if any observer decided to stay there, and then he saw that it was Nispasro, and then Vichozro Veniskashro, so what would be the conclusion if any observer saw that a certain person left the Kelim Tachas Atzineh while the clouds are hanging heaven, and then the clouds dissipated. The clouds dissipated. And then it was again discussion. And if an observer saw the person who left the Kelim, that he was there, and that he didn't take away the Kelim after the clouds dissipated, what would be his reasonable conclusion? Why does he leave the Kelim? So then his conclusion would be, I made a mistake in coming to the conclusion before that the person left the Kelim in order to fill up the Kelim with mine. Because if that had been his intent, his motive, so the moment the clouds dissipated, why does he allow the Kelim to stand under the Tzinner and mess up the Chotzer that way? So in other words, so then he will say, since the person did not take away the Kelim after the clouds dissipated, so that's a raya, that when he left the Kelim, it was just by mistake, not with kavone in order to fill them up with water. So in other words, so from the point of view of the observer's original observation, it is Nikah. From the point of view of the observer's thorough observation, so then it's not Nikah. So that's the machleket between Misham and Misila, whether it's considered Nikah, because Nikah or not Nikah has to be determined from the point of view of the observer. From the question is, from the point of view of which kind of an observer? A superficial observer who just observed the moment that the person left the Kelim and he did not observe the behavior of the person after the clouds dissipated, or Nikah or not Nikah is to be determined from the point of view of the thorough observation by an observer. Thorough and enduring observation, not a superficial and momentary observation. So according to Bisilel, whether Nikah or not Nikah is to be determined from the point of view of the thorough and enduring observation of the observer. And according to Mishamai, whether it's Nikah or not Nikah is to be determined from the point of view of the superficial observation by an observer. That's the machlokes. Now, so this is one of the 18 takonis, that Zikne Bishamai, Zikne Bisil, and Aliyas Chaski Eben Gom, or Misaki. So then Gemara asks the kashe, Rabbi Yisi, the Omar, Machlokes, Adai, Mimkeimo, Imedes, Batzolu, but according to Rabbi Yisi, that he says, Adai, Machlokes, Mimkeimo, Imedes. And how does Rashi in the Rav, explain? Adai machleket mikimu imedes. He is chilek on Reb Meir's din that the on Reb Meir's din of nimnu v'robu b'shamah b'sila. So that means it's not nimnu v'robu b'shamah b'sila. If it's not nimnu v'robu b'shamah b'sila, so then how do we pass them? What's your general rule like b'sila? So then if we pass like b'sila, so lo yikos lo shecheyach otu meniach. So then it cannot be considered as one of the Yechez Gobel. It cannot be considered as one of the Yechez Gobel. So Rabbi Yisi don't machlik as the Ayim Kimu Yemenes. But Omar Rav Nachman, so you have one missing? Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok have neis kusim. Nidis marisosom baby in Gosu. So in other words, in order to fill up constitute 18 takones. So according to Rabbi Meir, so this is one of the 18. And according to Rabbi Yisi, this is not one of the 18. So what replaces this? The takone that neis kusim nidis marisos. Midraise, so in ochris is not mitame to masnide if she is mamashim. But mid rabbonon, the aloche is that mea risosom. Etinekes noch is bas yeimo. Is mitami to mesnir, even though she did not see any to mesnir. That's one of the inheritance. Now then the Gemara keeps on asking, Vidoch, what else? So then, after the Gemara has mentioned the whole list, so the Gemara says, so that means there is a whole list of 18 Alibita Rabbi Yosi, who doesn't count Shecheyach. So then the Gemara has the kashet that she's in the base just before the Mishnah. Yehochel Rabbeya Name Shaesre Habet. So since according to Rabbi Yosi, who does not count Shecheyach Tachas Atzimeh, so he has 18. So Rabbeya that he counts Shecheyach, he should have 19. And we have the Cheshbon. And that was also discussed in Aliyas Cheski Ben Goren, because all the 18 were resolved in Aliyas Cheski Ben Goren. So we have 19. Why do we say Yud Ches Gavo? According to Rameya, Yochel Rameya Namet Chayesre Habet. So now one of the 18 that was listed is Echlin Vikelin Shenitnu B'Mashkin. So according to Rabbi Yosi, so Echlin Shenitnu B'Mashkin is one thing. Is one thing, and kelim shenitnu b'mashkin is another thing. But according to Rav Meir, so eichlin the kelim shenitnu b'mashkin is counted as one. So b'meile, we only have 17 without shecheyach tachas atzineir. So b'meile, together with the shecheyach tachas atzineir, it's 80. It's very important. I mean, this gemara, because Rav Avraham Nishal Rambam mentions that gemara. All right, this is the gemara. Now let's see how the two paskim is done. Now it's the tour is in Simen Resh Aleph, Hilchos Mayim Mikveh, Daf Kuf Zayin, the last line, which is the only has two lines. The second line, Hamniach Kelim Tachas Atzina Lekavu Neimov, Sheyiplu Mehem Lisecha Mikveh. So how does he mention it? Bikavone, deliberately, not like the Mishnah Chayin. Tzipele, I mean, he's so convinced. That. The right gear is not Yiplu when so many Rishayim mention. So, Hamniach Kelim Tachas Atzina Lekavu Neimov, Sheyiplu Mehem Lisech HaMikveh, Iminichom Bishaskish Rovim, Vikedem Shenispazru Rovim, Yordu Kshomim, Venismalu Chshuvim Lidas, Vihave Shuvim. Avol, Im Loi Niskash Rovim, Bisho Shenichom. In other words, Bishaspiz Rovim, when there were no clouds hanging on the sky. He was Maniach, the Kelim Tachas Atzina Lekavu Neimov. In other words, he himself admits, that was my deliberate intention. So then it doesn't become possible. So they ask, but there is certainly Rotzen. The answer is, the Turoshita is, that Rotzen means apparent Rotzen. A Rotzen that is Nika Midech Maisov, but a secretive, furtive Rotzen that is not nika, that is not evident, that is not manifest, that is not apparent. That rotzen is not a rotzen. It's a rotzen that is nika, that is apparent, not a secretive, furtive rotzen. All right. So he says, "Yavolim loy niskashru avim bishor shein nichon v'hakei niskashru v'nismalu o yafilu hin nichon." Bishaskishiro, Vinispazo, Vinisharusho, Achachosro Viniskashro, and he mentions all that, he mentions in connection with someone who is Meniach, Kelim Tachasatzine Alekapil, Meimov Sheyiplu Memlisheramik. where there was an actual kavone. So still, if it mishas pizorovim, certainly not, because even according to Bishama, it's natural. But if he was mania the kelim tachasatzina deliberately in order that the water should enter into the kelim, bishas kishorovim, while the clouds were heavily hanging on the skies, and then the clouds dissipated, and then they started to, they came out again, the clouds. So then it's a machlekes between Bishama and Misila. It's a machlekes between Bishamai and Misila. Now, so even though Reb Meir says, Chozru, Robo v'nimnu Bishamai al Misilel, so we should pass like Bishamai, Shamai Silel, this is what Reb Meir says. But Reb Yesi says, Adai machlekes mikemo imedes. So that means, according to Reb Yezi, it is not Chozru v'Robo, Bishamai al Misila. If it's not Chozru v'Robo, how do we have to paskin? In the case of Niskashro Avin, V'Nispazru, V'Hakein Chozru v'Niskashro, we have to paskin like Misila. That's what Machshavte. So he paskins like that, even though he did it deliberately. Now the question arises, But it doesn't the Mishnah say in so many words, Echod amniach ve'echod ha-shecheyach, kidivri b'shamay, u'bisilo mitarim b'shecheyach. So the b'silo is only mitayev v'shecheyach, but meniach there is no machleikes. And here he deliberately placed the kelim tachas atzineya. So the Kabbalah says that according to the two, so if it's not apparent, then it's called Shecheyach. Shecheyach or Miniach does not depend upon the secretive, furtive intention of the person, but the apparent intention. So in other words, since from the point of view of the observer, who doesn't know the secretive intentions of the heart of the person, so since from the point of view of the observer, what would be his conclusion? That he just, by mistake, he forgot them. Not that he deliberately left them, but mistakenly, inadvertently, he left them. So mainly it's considered shechech. This is what the Gemara says. I mean, in the shittes, but he says the Rashi shita is in the contrary. It's not so explicit, but the Pashtus Haloshon of Rashi in Shabbos is like that. All right, so anyway, so what do we see? That according to the two, so when we say kavone rotzen, it's not the kavone pnimis that is important, but the apparent kavone, the manifest kavone, not the secretive, furtive kavone. According to Rashi, so the fact that it's that there is an indication that he had kavaneh is important. Lechumen, even though klap ishmai is galye, that he did not have kavaneh, but he, from the point of view of the observer, he did have kavaneh, so then it passes. So hakol meidin bishishi imichon, bishas kishorovim, that it's tomei, and according to Rashi, the goyen assumes, and that's probably the Rashi shita, I mean, even though it's not, Rashi is not explicit, so hakol meidin, that it means bishaski shorovim, because where there is a real kavone, so then even bishaski shorovim it's shorov. But hakol meidin bishaski shorovim, that even though klapishmai is galye and he himself knows it, that he inadvertently and mistakenly, and forgetfully he left the kelim tachas atzineya. But since this mistake, this inadvertence, took place in Shaski Shorovim, so how would an observer interpret it? And if an observer doesn't know that this person is such an absent-minded person, I mean, that Shaski Shorovim, he inadvertently left it. So what would be his obvious conclusion? That he deliberately just dafke tachas atzineya. Why does he leave it dafke tachas atzineya? He couldn't leave it bechotzer somewhere else, just beneath the tzineya. So obviously, I mean, the conclusion by an observer would be that he did it deliberately. So the mele it is shown. So according to Rashi, so if there is an actual kavonet, then even without nikah, it becomes shor. According to the two, an actual kavonet without nikah does not become shor. But a kavonet that is nikah, even though actually there is no kavonet, it does become shor. There's the machlekes between Rashi and the two. Now, let's see how the Mechaba passes also like the two. Simen Rejalef, Sif Memal. Hameniach Kelim Tachazatzin El Nekabel Neimun. The Mishnah Achene, he just says that the right here say is not Nekabel Neimun, but you see that the Tor and the Shachono and so many Rishayim say Nekabel Neimun. She Yiplu Mehem Liseh HaMikve Iminichom Bishaski Shirovi V'kedim Shenizbaz Rohovi Yodu Kshomi V'nismalu Chshuvim Lidas V'habe Shuvim V'habe Shuvim. Avol, even though actually he did it inadvertently. Avol im lo niskash rovim bishoshin yichon, it was nispas rovim, v'akei niskash rov, v'nismalu, so that's hakol mit mishaspiz rovim. So he mentions it, not like Rashi, but like the two. Even though he was miniach tachas atzina likabu meim, but since it's not apparent, so it is to be ignored. That kind of kavone pnimis that is not apparent is to be ignored. Avon is kashro vim shoshin nichom. Vahakin is kashro vim ismalo. Voyafilo in nichom vishaski shorovim. Vinispazo vinisharoshom. Achachozro vim is kashro vim yodukshom vim ismalo. So there's the machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel. So according to Rabbi Meir, the aloch is like Bishamai because but according to Rabbi Yisi, the halacha is like Bisilel. So mainly pasken like Rabbi Yisi. It's a machleket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi. So halacha is Rabbi Yisi mechaveire. So he pasken like Rabbi Yisi. Nishkashu atchol nishkashu yoshom nismalu lo yichshiv ledas v'nepeizim. All right. So the mechava paskens like the two. Yes. What is it? It's mashma like that. It's mashma like that. I mean, it's not explicit, but it's mashma like that. I mean, even Rashi is not explicit. The cross says that way. And it's also mashma like that. Now let's see the Ram. Perek Dalet Milches Mikvoyes Haloche Dalet Haminiach Kelim Tachas Atzine Yotomi B'chol Eis B'chol Zman Echot Kelim Tanim V'echot Kelim Delim Afilu Klei Avonim V'chayei Tzibin. Now, let's see, I mean, what does it mean? Hameniach kelim tachas atzin yatomid b'choleis u'b'chol zman. What does it mean, b'choleis u'b'chol zman? Well, I mean, it doesn't mean whether it's Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. I mean, of course, it doesn't make any difference which day it is. So it seems that when the Rambam says, hameniach kelim tachas atzin yatomid b'chol eis v'chol zman, he means whether it's b'shas kishorov or b'shas pizorov. So echot tilim tanim v'echot tilim delim af m'kli avonim v'chayitze ben m'kilim shim m'kavim tume v'nismal l'mikshom harin l'psul. In other words, he doesn't agree with the shit of the Torah. That is obviously the move on, the meaning of the expression b'chol eis v'chol zman. Bein Koshrovi or Prisrov, if he's Meniach, Tachazatzin. Not that he Shurcheach. I mean, of course, I mean, this is sounds strange. I mean, according to the two, so Shurcheach doesn't mean inadvertently. Shurcheach means if from the point of view of the observer is Shurcheach, of a reasonable observer. But according to the Rambam, Shecheyach means Shecheyach, and Miniach means Miniach. So that's why it says, HaMiniach Kirin Takazatzineh, Tomi B'chol Eis B'chol Zman, Lechot Kirin Tanim Lechot Kirin Deli, Afilu Kli Avonim Chayim Tzibem Kirin Shinikam Lutome, Nismalu Mikshom Marilu Psul, Vimkofon Alpiyem Mushom Rom Amayim Anik Vimeen Kishuvim Chol Dor. Naturally, if it becomes Shol B'chli, so the Melech, so it's already Shol. So even though he shaved the kelim, he gave alpien, so he doesn't. So here he says Sharali Daiti Nismal. Sharali Daiti Nismal. Then he says, Vich Afilu Shocha Hakelim Tahasatzinia. So first he talks up to the, but so far he's discussing Minya. Now he starts discussing Shecheach. Vatnu Shochach HaKelim Tachas HaTzinei Psulim. Gozru ala Shecheach Mipnei HaMiniach. Who says Gozru Shecheach Mipnei HaMiniach? Bishamai. Bishamai says Gozru Shecheach Mipnei HaMiniach. But Bishilel, they say Loi Gozru Shecheach. So, how is the Rambam passing like Bishamai? Is the Rambam passing like Bishamai normally? He doesn't pass like Bishamai normally. So, why does he pass like Bishamai here? Because of what Rameya says, Nimnu Birobo Bishamai al Bisil. But Rabbi Yisi says that I'm atlekin b'kimoyim eres. So, you can say in one of two ways. Either that the Rambam holds that when Rabbi Yisi says that I'm atlekin b'kimoyim eres, so he's not referring to Rabbi, he's not addressing himself to Rameya. But he's addressing himself to the Tanakame, who says, Umeidim Mishachiyah Bechotza. But he concedes to Rebbeya's memory that Tinu Rabu Bishamah Abzil. That's one way of saying it. That's one way of saying it. And this is how Rebbe Avrom Nishal Rambam explains this Rambam. And this is how Kapach's translation, which is Madure Tinyoni. It's not a question, you know, sometimes you have a different manuscript, a different girsa. But here, as Kapach points out, and he is a big expert in that, he's the biggest expert today, I mean, in these yonim. So it's not that one manuscript is wrong and the other manuscript is correct. But both manuscripts were written by the Rambam, in the Rambam's handwriting. Kapach also had a manuscript in the Rambam's handwriting. So, but one, what we have in all the Mishnayos, Mikvois, so that's the Madure Kame and Kapach's translation Madure Basra. Now, Rabbi Avrom Nishal Rambam, so explains the Rambam. How does the Rambam pasken? Goes for Ashechiach and Yaminiach, but that is like Bishamai. Why should he pask like Bishamai? The answer is because Rabbi Meir says Nimnu v'Robu Bishamai al Bisila. But Rabbi Yisi says that I machlekes v'keimoy meres. And the halacha Rabbi Yisi v'chaveire, whenever there is a machlek between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yisi. So Rabbi Avrom Nishal Rambam says, and that is corroborated by the second Madure, second version of the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, so when Rabbi Yisi says that I machlekes v'keimoy meres, he directs himself, he addresses himself to the Tanakama. Or in regard to Meidim Mishachiyah B'chotzer, but he doesn't direct himself, he doesn't address himself to Rameya. So he agrees with Rameya. So since he agrees with Rameya, so that means that it was resolved like Bishamai. So that's why he passes like Bishamai. This is how Rabbi Avrom Nishal Rambam. The Kesef Mishneh and the Kesef Mishneh's Pshat is in harmony with the Rambam's first Madure. He said that here the Rambam passes like Rameya. So according to the Kesef Mishneh, so when Rabbi Yisi says Adai Machlekes Bimkeimoy Medes, so he addresses himself to both. Not like the Rabbi Nartinore and Rashi, that he only addresses himself to Rameya. No, but according to the Kesef Mishneh, Pshat and the Rambam, and that is in harmony with the Rambam's first Madure, when Rabbi Yisi says Adai Machlekes Bimkeimoy Medes, so he addresses himself to both. He addresses himself to Rameya and he says, you Rav Meir say Nimnu v'Robu Bishamai al Bisilel. No, Adai Machlekes B'Keimoy Medes. And he addresses himself to Tanakame and he says, you Tanakame, you say, Umeidim Mishachiyah B'Chotzer Shu Toyeh. No, the Bishamai who are machmirim are not only machmir in Shecheyach tachas atzinei, but they are machmir in the case of Shecheyach bechotzer. So then the question arises, if Rabbi Yisi addresses himself to Remeya, so halochet Rabbi Yisi mechaberei, so the Mishnah says that here he passes like Remeya. Why was he passing here like Remeya? Because the Gemara at first said, v'yidoch mayi, so the Gemara mentions ditnan, ha-meniach kion tachas atzinei. So then the Gemara says, u Rabbi Yisi domar machlekes adayim kemo medes batzalu. So Amar Rav Nachman Bayitzrok, Avnei Skusim Nidis Marisosom Leviim Gosol. So in other words, so we have to resort to that. Masha'in came, Ligabei, in connection with Rameyah, so then we say, that Eichli Mikeli, Shenidmu Vimashkem Lechodeh Hoshepu. And that's Mistaber, that Eichli Mikeli, because after all, the Tumes Eichlim Shenidmu, Shenidmu Vimashkem, and the Tume Skelim Shenidmu Vimashkem is for the same reason. So mainly he passes like a man. All right, this is how he does a mission next time. Now, let's see the Lashon Hara. Anyway. But it just happens that both are correct. The Keset Mishnes Pshat is mentioned in Madura Kame, and the Rav Avraham Nishal Rambam's Pshat is mentioned in Madura Basra. So, if you want to know what was the Rambam's view when he wrote Yod HaZoko, so you could say that in view of the fact that Yod HaZoko, he wrote a long time after he wrote the first, not only the first Madura of the Pirush HaMishneh, but even the second Madura. So it's mistaber that in the Yod HaZoko, he agreed with Ishite in the Madura Basra, rather than with Ishite in the Madura Kam. All right, now let's see Loshna. V'afi u'shocha ha'kelim tachas atzinei yopsum, gozru ha'shechiyach m'ni ha'miniach, v'chein ha'miniach es ha'kelim b'chotzer, בין עסקי שרובים ונשמלו המים שלהם פסולים, שער לידייתי נשמל. וכן, המניח כלים בחוצר, בין עסקי שרובים ונשמלו המים שלהם פסולים, שער לידייתי נשמל. וכן גוזו על השכיה בחוצר בשעסקי שרובים משמניח. So he says, וכן גוזו על השכיה בחוצר בשעסקי שרובים משמניח. According to most Rishonim, so Rabbi Yisi does not address himself to the memory of Meidi Mishechei HaBechotzer. He only addresses himself to Remeya's memory. So that means that the memory in the Mishneh of Meidi Mishechei HaBechotzer Shuto Yarim Mishama is uncontested. So then it should be kosher, it should not be possible. But the Rambam says, V'chein Gozro LaShechei HaBechotzer Bishas Kishirovi Mishimeniach. So that's why the Keset Mishneh, even the Keset Mishneh, Loimi Boye, Rabbi Avraham Nishal Rambam, so according to him, Rabbi Yisi addresses himself exclusively to the Tanakame, who says, Umeidim Shechaya Bechotza. But even according to the Keset Mishneh, who says that Rabbi Yisi addresses himself to Rameya, but unlike the other Rishonim, who say that Rabbi Yisi addresses himself exclusively to Rameya, so the Keset Mishneh says, according to the Rambam, Rabbi Yisi addresses himself not only to Rameya's memory, but also to the Tanakame's memory of Meidim Bishechiyah Bechotza Shultoya. Umeidim Bishechiyah Bechotza Shultoya. So he says, Adai Machlekes Bimkeimu Imenes. Now, Adai Machlekes Bimkeimu Imenes. And so that means that the original Machlekes between Mishama and Mishilel took place not only in connection with Shechiyah Tachas Atzinei, but even in connection with Shecheyach Bechotzer. With the Shecheyach Bechotzer. So also Bishamai were Gezer and Bisilel were not Gezer. And since the Rambam Paskins, I mean according to his mission, and since the Rambam Paskins like Rameyer, so it's Nimno v'Robo Bishamai al Bisilel, It's Nimnu Virobu Bishamai al Bisilel. So Mimele Yipaskins Bechigozwa Shechia Bechotza Bishaski Shirovim Shemaniach. He Nichom Bechotzea Beispizrovim Ubo Ovim Vinismalu Harelu Chel Kmo Shemanichom Bereshagag Linag. Linag. Vichain Nimnichom Beiski Shirovim. ונספסו, וחוזרו ונסקשו ונסמלו הרי לשאלה, V'imshoch b'mikof l'amayim anik v'menchem. Now let's see the Kesef Mishnah. V'nir aleima. Now I don't have to mention the difficulties in the Rambam. I mean, that is obvious, the difficulties in the Rambam. So, v'nir aleima. Sh'arabeinu zal miforesh d'chiyoma v'b'yesi adai machleket m'keinu imodes polik bein amayim בין עמי דומר את מי ענים לברובו בשם אל בסילל, בין למי דומר מי דין בשכיח בחוץ. שהוא טועה. תסוב רבי יסי, in other words, that רבי יסי addresses himself to רמייס ממרה of נימנו ורובו, and he addresses himself to the ממרה of מי דין בשכיח בחוץ. תסוב רבי יסי, די בין למניח, בין בשכיח, בין תחס הצינר, בין בחוצר, סברה בשמי דיפוסט, ובסילו מיטה, בשכיח תחס הצינר, וכל שכין בשכיח בחוצר. ומשום דייקה למסמה, סבור אס רבי יסי, דיני די תחס הצינר, גוזרו בשמי, שכיח או תמניח, משום דרך למניח, כאילו תחס הצינר, לכבו מים, לתרשי על מיצבל, אבל בחוצר די נמוצו כל כך למניח, בכאילו לכבו מים, נאו ידעוס ממניח, לא יהיו למליץ בשכיח, Okay, Kerav Misharashiye, the Bein, so, how does Rashi and the Rabbi Batinori explain the Gemara in Shabbos? Hakel Meidim, Kishini Abish Aski Shorobi. Who is Hakel Meidim? Hakel Meidim means Bein Bishamai, Bein Bisila. So, the Kesef Mishneh says, according to the Rambam, Hakel Meidim doesn't mean Bein Bishamai, Bein Bisila. But it means Hakel Meidim Bein Rav Meir Bein Rav Yesi. So, Ulocha Eker Rav Misharshi, not Bein Bishamai Bein Bisila Meidim. The Bein Rav Meir Bein Rav Yesi, Alibe the Bishamai. Hakel, both Rav Meir and Rav Yesi, Alibe the Bishamai is Meidim, that if in Nichon Bishaski Shirovim, so is possible. Talim the Bikishor Alib Bishamai, Bikishorovim or Pizrovim Talim will say. Dikshinichom Bishaskishorovim, Aval Pishu Chotzer, Divrehakot Mei. Telema Bein Rameya Bein Rav Yesi, Kibishus Kaskishorovim, Kachos Ulevet Mayim Bechotzer, Meshos Mikalea Hatzinir. Ul Bishamai, the Gazra Bitzineir, Shechia Chotminiach, Hochename, Gozru, Binia Bechotzer Bishaskishorovim, Shechia Chotminiach. ובסיל דלגזר בצינר, הוכנם לגזר, וביניחו משספיז דרובים, דיבר הקלטר עם קלימה, דיבין לרב מיה בין לרב יסי, נאפ בין משם הבין מצילה, בין לרב מיה בין רב יסי, עלי בין משם, מי די משם הייתי טועה, ואפילו במניח, וכל שכים בשכח, לא ינח לקו, אלו בשניחו משסקי שרובים, ונספזו, מרסו בבוטל מחשבתי, קלימה לנח לקו רב מיה ורב יסי, עלי בין משם אלו בשניחו משעסקי שרובי, ונספזו, מר סובה בוטלו מחשבתי, כלימה, דרמי הסובה, דמי דבישמי, דבוטלו מחשבתי, ואפילו במניח תהירים, דחים נספזו רוב עם עשר תהיתי, ואיל ככב על בשלי שוכח תהירים, והוד לקום הרמי הדמי דבישכח, לאו משום דליבו יש נשכח ממש, אלו נספזו רוב עם קורא שכח, תחשים שהשכח הוא מסיע דייתי מהדובו, כך שנספזו רוב עם מסיע דייתי מהמים. ומר סובה לא יבוט למחשבתי. תלוי מרבי יסי, דאומר, עדיין מחליקת בין קיימו עם אלס, סובה דל בשמי, כי מי שהניח בשסקיס שרובים, אף על פי שנספזרו, לא יבוט למחשבתי. היו כך חמצו. וסייבר, עד רבינו, דהלוכה, כרמיה. מי שמגמור אמרינון, דרב טלפן סביר לכבו סידן, דגמור נשאר בסס, דרב טלפן סביר לכרמיה. Alright. So this is how the Kesef Mishneh explains it. And if you look into the Madure Kame, into our Pirush HaMishneh, Tzineir, Hu Gulo, Shekirin Kanal, it's a pipe, Hu Vitchilo Agdin, Lecho, Shedvar HaMishneh Kulo, Hu Bgeiro, Shelo Yivzir Es HaMikri, Vizek Kmo Shizboya Bidisepte. In other words, according to the Rambam here, in the Madure Kame, the Mishneh is referenced to the case of a person who installed the aids in the form of Gael Meikli. So if Midrabononi did not have a Shem Kli, And then after it was installed in the karke, he hollowed it out, and he even made a chkak, a biskibel, to be mikabel tzreires. So since Bitoish, he did not have a shem kelim in Rabbonon, that's why it's kosher. But if he would install it, even in a hollow form, when it's pshutik leitz, without the biskibel, even though it's pshutik leitz, it's only as a chalashem kele with the rabbonon, and then after installing it, he would dig a biskibel, then it would become possible. Because in his state of tolush, it already had a shem kele. So mele later on, when he constructs a biskibel, it would become shem kele. Vizek, which is where we have to be, is our head in the shop, which is of coffee, Peter Samik. Come back in Hoki Kane Pisamik, who is boy of Bisha Sibazi, who she can slay the shoe with the Rabono, or to lay Mashami cross on the Mime Shoe, or no more pacing the Rabono. We will say, Mistapko. Now, this is not a question of one manuscript, another manuscript. So, Kapach, according to Kapach, so the one who translated from Arabic into Mistapko made a wrong translation. He says, because in the second Madura it says, Viroze Yitiru, Im Hoyo Imidoiz Bikarko, Ubono Vahakin Chokat Bogel. Gulo. So, in other words, so this is in the Madura Basra. But Kapach points out that this is an error. This translation is an error. And even, in other words, the Arabic word that was used in the first Maturé should also have been translated Itir. Apparently, that word in Arabic has two meanings. You know, there are many words in English that have two meanings. Sometimes you find certain words in English, and you find it in every language, that has two meanings that are just the opposites. Let's say a term like cleavage. So cleavage means union and cleavage means separation. So in other words, that word in Arabic can be translated into nistapku and can be translated into itiru. So Kapach points out that this is an error. This translation. Viloze itiru, he should have translated. Viloze itiru, imoyoemi deiz vikarako ubon vahakin kokak. Nistapku doesn't make sense. Nistapku is something in the Gemara. So, the one who translated, it's not that the one who translated didn't knew what he was doing. So why did he translate it that way? He probably assumed that what the Rambam meant Nistapko means the Gemara discusses it in Bovakam. That's not Nistapko in the final Maskone, but the Gemara discusses it. But the better translation is it here. Kapach says that this word can be translated into itiru. We will say itiru. Imoyo imi doeit mikarka ubono vahakei chokak bo. Gulo. Vilo itiru. That here he says he translated in istapko. But the better translation would be vilo yatiru boze im chokeku vilip seif kop. Lisiba asher hiviyu. Heu itiraskli olu betolush. Shekol ma shiguzo of everything that runs through it. Hine you show. Hine you show. Vavein omrom, teras kli, v'lisomu kli, v'fisheini kli kibu, ach liyeis seishaleitz, somu posu, liyiker asher etzleinu, v'hu shepshutik liyeis v'kabu tume. Even though that's only in Rabbanon, it's only in Rabbanon, so still, if he would install the pshutik liyeis in the karake, and then construct the biskibu, so it would be shown. But this Mishnah has referenced the case where he installed it in the form of Gail Mekleitz. Me'acha she'gdam tu l'chozeo yikya. Omar, she'mi she'yosef keil tachas agulo, l'kabit be'amayim, hine amayim ha'magia be'em amayim shum, u'peis l'esa mikre, v'afilu hoyo eila ha'keil mikle avoni, asher l'kab l'tumo, t'mo she'izboya, v'omru b'shamay, שמי ששום אלה הכלים תחזגו לו, אשר ידוע ביציקס המים, שובה המים שורים, ואף לשוך אחרי לה הכלים תחזגו לו, אשר יהיה כמניח, בלי כבונו, גזרינו שכיח אותו מניח. ובסילולי גזרו זה סגזירו, וכבור בי אבו בשעז במסחשב ופרקמה, ויאמרו איניחו משעסקי שרובים, דברי חקי לאילו ואילו תמאים, רוצה לאימר שכיח ומניח חקו פיתלס המקרה, משעספי זו דברי חקי לאילו ואילו תרם, לפי שיריד הסמוטו איני מפעל, וחילו נסמליס שלוי בדיודו, בין שכיח ומניח, לא איניח ליקו, אלו שאיניחו משעסקי שרובים, ונספסו, וחוזרו ונסקשו, the marso va botol machshavtei vi hu remeya vi lezei meya. So you see that he says mar is not bishamai and mar bisila, but mar is one mar is remeya and the other mar is remeya vi hu remeya vi lezei o mar shahak meidim shutoer u marso va loy botol machshavtei vi hu remeya isi vi lo chino mar atay machlegim keimel medes u bisila mitari bishechiach u bishamai gosro shechiach ot meniach לפי שלישמת החוצה משעסקי שרובים, מוי משפט הציניה, כפי אסמדוסו, לפי שכמוי שעגולו, יודוע בשביל חסמיים תומית, כאינו אובים באיסיס קשרו, יודוע שניש בחוצה. וזה אשר שאומרנו, שאילו המים פיתלס המקווה, אין כוונוסי שהוא ייקח אלה כאילו ביודם ויציקים ממוקים שנספס לו. So in such a case, if he ביודעים, who takes, picks up the kelim and pours them in the mikveh, so then it becomes shov. But we are talking here of a case where he breaks the kelim. And the question is, did it become shov before he broke them? So that's the machlekes between Misham Misila. So, im loy, im shov areinu kelim, or yehov from atnei kelim meyim beirin yeh mikukosher, im loy, vizehu eile bozeh ha-mishpon, ki vizfor az Mishamay. כמו שניר רבי יסי, וכמו שנסבויה בשעס, שייך תשריר ואתה מניח, בין בחוצה בין תחס הצינר, שהכל פייסל סמיקרי. זו אס מניח בחוצה בשעס פיזרובים, שהוא איני פייסל. והיו חסה כבי שעמי, כפי מה שאחדנו, לפי שנשמע עשר דבורים, שכל זאת מסכן מסך שעס. So it's ממש like the Kesemishnes פשעס. Now, let's see the Kesemishnes then mentions רב אברום משל הרמי. אך הכי מצוסי, and the other one. אך הכי מוצוסי לרב רב אברום בני של רבינו שקוסף את הלשני מהלושן עצמי התולומי שלא ינח לקוטה לקמי ורבי יסי נעת רמיה רב אברום דוזן תוקו בפאות רמיה שלא ינח לקוטה לקמי ורבי יסי אלו בשכיה בחוצה שכך אומר נמנו שכך אומר תנקמי המניח כאילו נתחס הצינק אומר רמיה נמנו ורובו בשם על בסילה וליפוליק רמיה על רבי יסי בזה וחוצה תנקמי ואומר ומדים בשכיה בחוצה שהוא טועה כלימה, לא יפליגה בישם היה על בסילול בשכיה בחוצה. ולא יפוליק רב מאה על תנקמי בזה. אבל פוליק רב יעיס על תנקמי בזה. So רב מאה הגויז לתנקמי that בישם היה ענק מחמיר in the case of שכיה בחוצה. So then רב יעיסי comes and says, עדיין מחליט לו מקימי מדס, that בישם היה hold that גוזרו שכיה בחוצה עוד מניח. Not only שכיח תחס הצינר אותו מניח, but כי גוזרו שכיח בחוצר תחס, שכיח בחוצר אותו מניח. אבל פה מקרבי יש על תנקמי בזו. דומר עדיין מחליקת מכימו המדס. וכשם שנחליקו בשם היו בסילול בשכיח תחס הצינר, כך נחליקו בשכיח בחוצר. ואילו היו הדורות משאול על ליפחו. It was sent to someone. שרבי יש חיליק על רמי הבנינו ורובו בתחילו. I mean, this is what the Rambam held in the Madurekame. So he says, if that had been so, havel lachli kacho yotzorach leimar. Omer Reb Meir, nimnu virobu bishamal bisilel, virabi yisei miradai machlegim kemes. How is it that between Reb Meir's memre and Reb Yisei's memre is interposed the memre of Midim Shechiyah Bechotzah? So then it's not orderly. I mean, according to Rashi, it's not orderly. But according to the Mishnah Pshat, it's not difficult either, because the Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, Rabbi Yisi addresses himself to two memres, to the Meir's memre and to the memre of Midim Shechiyah Bechotzah. So that's why it's mentioned after that. But according to Rashi and Rabbi Matinore and the Tur and the Rosh, and they say that Rabbi Yisi addresses himself only to Rabbi Meir and to the memre of Midim Shechiyah Bechotzah, not how is it that the memre of Midim Shechiyah Bechotzah is interposed between Reb Meir's memory and Reb Yisi's memory. That's Israel. Alright. וכך הוא יצורך לימור, אומר רב מאיר נמנו רוב משם ולסילול רבי יסי מרדיים מחלקים מקימי מדס, ומאי שעושה קטן על מחלקים רבי יסי ולשונו, אלו על פיסקון ומידים שאין אחר ושכושר על זה הפירוש, מאו, but then, there is one, so in other words, the way רב אברום בני של הרמבה explains it, so in other words, so רב יסי is not חילי כאן רב מאיר's memory, Rabbi Yossi agrees that Ninu Virobu Bishamai Al Bisilel. So Memele the Halacha is like Bishamai, that not only is it Chov in the case of Miniach Tachas Atzineya, but even in the case of Shecheyach Tachas Atzineya, it's also possible. It was resolved that way. It was resolved that way. It was resolved that way. But then the Tanakhama says, not Rameya. Who made him Shecheyach Bechotzeya Shultoya. But Rameya agrees with the Tanakhama. But this memory of made him Shecheyach Bechotzeya Shultoya, that's the member of Tanakhama. And Rameya agrees with it. So Rabbi Yossi Adai Machlik has been came in this. Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rameya that Ninu Virobu Bishamai Al Bisilel, that Shecheyach Tachas Atzineya. So it was resolved like Rabbi Meir, like Bisham, by Shechiyah Tachas Atzineya. But then Rabbi Yossi is chelik on the Tanakhama. He says to the Tanakhama, "You Tanakhama, you say that Bishamai never said, were never gazeya Shechiyah bechotzeya mishumaniach. No, according to Bishamai." So we are gazing not only b'shechiach tachas atzineya, we are gazing b'shechiach b'chotzer also. B'shechiach b'chotzer we are also gazing. Now the question is this. So Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Meir that nimnu v'robu b'shamay al b'sila. But he disagrees with Tanakhama and the memre that who made him Shechia Bechotzer. So Rabbi Yossi holds, no, Bishamai Amachmir Bishamai Bechotzer, Agezer Bishamai Bechotzer. But since Rabbi Yossi, now the question is this, according to the Rambam, as Rabbi Avrom explains it, I mean, which is the Shittas Rambam in the Madur Bas of Mikvois. So according to the Rambam's Madur Bas, that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi only, Israel can Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama, so what does the Tanakhama say? Who made him b'shechiyah b'chotzer shu'toya, that b'shamai is not geizah b'shechiyah b'chotzer? So Rabbi Yossi says, I'll live with the b'shamai. We are geizah b'shechiyah b'chotzer also. But the question arises, since Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rameya that it was nimnu v'robu b'shamai b'zilel, that it was resolved like b'shamai here, and Rabbi Yossi says that b'shamai are geizah b'shechiyah b'chotzer also, was it nimnu v'robu like b'shamai in the case of Shechiyah b'chotzer too, or it was only nimnu v'robu like b'shamai in the case of Shechiyah tachas atzineya? You see, according to the Rambam's Pshat Matur Basra. So it's mashma from Rabbi Avrom, Neishel Rambam, that true Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Meir's memory that it was nimnu v'robu b'shamai or b'silel, it was resolved, it was decided by the Chachomim, like b'shamai, in other words, to be gazeya, by Shecheyach, or to meniach, but it was only resolved like b'shamai in the case of Shecheyach tachas atzineya. But in the case of Shecheyach b'chotzeya, so according to Rabbi Yossi, there is also a machlokes between b'shamai and b'silel. B'silel said that we are not geizer b'shechiyah b'chotzer, and b'shamai said we are geizer. So in respect to shechiyah b'chotzer, even though b'shamai were geizer, but in respect to shechiyah b'chotzer, it wasn't resolved like b'shamai. If it wasn't resolved like b'shamai vis-a-vis shechiyah b'chotzer, it was only resolved like b'shamai vis-a-vis shechiyah tachas atzineya, but it wasn't resolved by everybody like b'shamai vis-a-vis shechiyah b'chotzer. So what's the general rule? How do we have to pass? We have to pass like b'sila. So memele. So yet, because it wasn't nimnu v'robu like b'shamai in connection with shechiyah b'chotzer. So this is how it. And then it's really mashma from the lashon of Rabbi Yossi, because if we are going to say that Rabbi Yossi is chelik, now Rabbi Yossi is chelik on b'shechiyah b'chotzer. But of course he's not chelik on Rabbi Meir's memre. If he's not chelik on Rabbi Meir's memre, so it's nimnu v'robu. So memele, that means that even though originally b'shamai and b'silel had the machlekes, as to whether we are geizer by shechiyah b'chotzer, but since it was nimnu v'robu like b'shamai and everything, so the halacha is The halacha is like Mishamai, that we are gazer even by Shechiyah b'chotzer. So why does Rabbi Yisi say, Adayim machleket b'imimes? He should say, machleket b'imkeimo imenes. But what does he say? Adayim, still. The machleket is still pending, still goes on. In other words, it means, and that means Adayim machleket b'imenes in connection, vis-a-vis in connection with Shechiyah b'chotzer. So it's a dying. In other words, it wasn't resolved yet. And if it wasn't resolved, if it wasn't Nimnu Rabbi Mishal Bisila, so maybe we pass like Bisila. Maybe we pass like Bisila. So now, you'll see, I mean, the Rabbi Navon. Oh, but then there is a kasha against the Rambam. Because of the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Urabi Sidio Mamachli Kesadayim in Kemu Imedes, Batru. So Bishleime. Bishleime, if we say like the other Shem, or even if we say like the Kesef Mishnah, Pshat and Rambam, like the Madure Kame, so Mimele, we can understand the Kash of Gimore, Machlikes Adayim Kimoimedes, is so Rabbi Yisidon Machlikes Adayim Kimoimedes, so that means it wasn't resolved like Bishamai, so Mimele we have to pass through like Bisilel, and Bisilel are not Gezer Shechiah Chot Meniach, so there is no extra Takone of Yitres Davo. But according to Rabbi Avrom ben Rambam, that Rabbi Yisi is not chilek on Robu and Nimnu v'Robu b'Shamal b'Sila. So Memele, so even Rabbi Yisi is only chilek in regard to Shechiyah b'Chotzer, but in regard to Shechiyah tachas Atziner, Rabbi Yisi is made that it's Nimnu v'Robu b'Shamal b'Sila. So Memele, why does the Gemara say Rabbi Yisi doma machlik adayim kiyum emes batzlu? Why batzlu? It can still be counted. It can still be counted. Not Shecheyach Bechotzer cannot be counted. But Shecheyach Tachazatzina can be counted. So why does the Gemara say Batzalu? Why does the Gemara say Batzalu? That's the kasha. Alright. Vishikosha al Zeh Bidakshinu b'gmor hinich l'Rab Meir al Rabbi Yisi choschulu kushi yofi. So that's a strong kashi, good kashi. Avol ikal litrutze v'idachinu roshan amishni umshaninu nzugas ha'inyan b'zua kushi v'ikal imeimah ho'ilu milse b'keilin psike b'tzine uv'chotze chode midirobe v'chode midaidu d'Rab Meir lipolik al tanikami d'imeidim b'shamay b'shechiyah b'chotze umidlipolik alei kavose umidlipolik alei kavose svila. In other words, he says Rab Meir is the only one who is chelik and the member of Meidim b'shechiyah b'chotzer, shu'utoy. But at Alekame, I mean, Rabbi Yisi is the only one who is chelik and the member of Meidim b'shechiyah b'chotzer, shu'utoy. And Tanekame's member of Meidim b'shechiyah b'chotzer, shu'utoy. But Rabbi Meir agrees with the Tanekame. So in other words, we have two Tanoim against Rabbi Yisi. It's not a machlikes of one Tanoim against the other. So we have two tanoim against Rabbi Yisi, because Rabbi Meir, since Rabbi Meir says Nimnu v'Robu b'Shamay al b'Silel, and he doesn't say anything on the question whether Meidim b'Shechiyah b'Chotzer or not, so that means that he agrees with the Tanakamas member of Meidim b'Shechiyah b'Chotzer Shutoyah. But he agrees. So who disagrees with the Tanakamas member, Rabbi Yisi? But Rabbi Meir and the Tanakame both say that Meidim b'Shechiyah b'Chotzer Shutoyah. And Rabbi Yisi says, "Adai machlekin kiyumedes." So he says, "Bechode the Rameya, bechode the Rov, bechode the Midoy the Rameya lipolik al tanekame. The Midi mishama b'shirei b'chotz. Umlipolik alei kavosi, umlipolik alei kavosi sfirale. Ulficho choshav alim the Rameya haimas nisim minyone. El Rabbi Yisi do amadim milse dikeli. Lo ipsike do b'chotz arike machlekes. You see, why does he have to say that? Because why does the Gemara? Why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara mention that the Gemara mentions that the Gemara says at the end, Tihochel Rameya Namet Chayesre Havi? The Gemara should say, Vitanekam Namet Chayesre Havi, not Rameya. The answer is Rameya agrees with Tanekam. Rameya, El Rabbi Yisi, so he says, Ulficha Choshav, Alim with Rameya Haimas Nis Minyone, El Rabbi Yisi, Doma de Milse de Kele, Loi Psike, Dobechot Sarika Machlekes, Loi Dvorov, Loi Yochel, Mimne Meniach Kele. Loi psike milsaye bitzina vechotzer al libnidei ufichoch navke milse dichele mimionei litaimi vechoschelu. What are you saying? Now, all the Yitches Dovo were enacted and as a result of a very long session that took place between Chachmei Bishamai and Chachmei Bishilel, and they discussed many yonim, and it was Robu, Nimlu, Robu Bishamai Bishilel. Usually, so Bishilel was the Robu. But on these, in that long session, Ba'aliyas Cheski Ben Goren, so it was Omnu, Nimlu, Robu Bishamai Bishilel. So the majority of the Chachomim decided like Bishamai. So, what is mentioned in Yechezgavah? Only those takones that were discussed in a joint session between Chachmei Bishamai and Chachmei Bishilel, and it's on the ground. So, Bishlim, according to Rebbe Meir and the Tanakame, that made him Mishachia Bechotzea, that made him Mishachia Bechotzea Shehutoyea, so that means that the whole discussion, the whole controversy between Bishamai and Bishilel was resolved on all the points in the controversy like Bishamai. So Mele, it has a shayches in the Yitches Gavah. Because all the Yitches takones were takones that were decided at the joint session between Chachmei Bishamai and Chachmei Bishilel and Aliyas Cheski Ben Goren, and it was this resolved like Bishamai. So Bishlim, according to Rebbe Meir and Tanakame, that the whole controversy between Bishamai and Bishilel took place in connection with Shechiyah Tachas Atzineir, and in connection with Shechiyah Bechotzer, there was no controversy. So that means that the whole controversy was resolved by Bishamai. So then, it can be counted among the Yitches Gavah. So it's analogous to all the other takonis of the Yitches Gavah, where there was a machlekes between Bishamai and Bishilel, and it's Nimnu v'Robu Bishamai and Bishilel. Masha'in can according to Rabbi Yitzchak. So the controversy took place in regard to 2 points. In regard to the case of Shecheyach Tachas Atzineir, and there was a controversy in regard to Shecheyach Bechotzer. Now, it was resolved only half one of the questions in that inyan. So it was resolved like Bishamai. The other was not resolved like Bishamai. So mainly it cannot be counted. It cannot be counted among the Yitches Gavah. This is what he says. Alright, now. Then he says, Vishekoshaloch, Milgasisu, they had a girse, Bisil Savre, Botlo Machshafte, there was such a girse, Ubishamai Savre, Loyabun Botlo Machshafte, Hachube Shein Moshna Morekach, Behar Bisforim Chokarno, because of them, Marsova, Botlo Machshafte, that's our girse also, Marsova. We don't have the girse. Bishamai Savre, Bishamai Savre, Loy Botlo Machshafte, and Bisil Savre, Botlo Machshafte. But Marsova, Botlo Machshafte, and Marsova, Loy Botlo Machshafte. Now this is what Rabbi Avram says. Now let's see what the Rambam says in the Madura Bas. So on 2 points, the Rambam in Madura Bas differs from his own Shite in the Madura Kam. First, in regard to Tzinech Shechokikim Yisif Kovei, so according to the Rambam in the Madura Kam, the Rambam is the biggest machmir of all the Rishayim, and he is even more machmir than the Rambam Bartenore. And according to the Rambam, so even by Tzina Shalaitz, so when we be kosher, it will not become show if he installs the Tzina in the form of Goyim Meglitz. But if he will install the Tzina Shalaitz in the form of Pshutikleitz, in view of the fact that Midrabono Nitanishem Kele already, and later on after it is installed Bikarake, he will construct a biskibul, so it will be shown. So it can only be applied to the case, this Mishnah can be applied to the case where he installed the Tzina Shalaitz in the form of Gel Mitzvah. So maybe we told she didn't even have a Shenkele, even Midrabono didn't have. That's the Rambam Shite in the Matur Kame. The Rambam Shite in Matur Basra is that not only if he installed it in the form of Pshutik Leitz, the Tzinea, and then after it was installed Bikarake, he constructed a cavity, a biskibul, so it's alright. Even if he installed a Pshutik Limatres, a hollowed out pipe made out of metal, but it has no biskibul, without a cavity to be Mikabel Tzreves. If he installed a Tzina Shal Matres, a hollowed out Zinnischer Matres. Bikalke, and after he installed the Bikalke, he constructed a cavity to the Mikabot Zreireis, it'll also be kosher. Even though it had the Shem Kli Bitolush, but the Shem Kli Bitolush, Ligabitume is of no significance, Ligabishov. Shov depends upon the Halishem Kli Kibul, not upon the Halishem Kli Stam. That's one point. And then in regard to the Machlekes Misham and Besil. Alright. Now let's Tzinner Amar Zeh Vagdim Tchilo Ki Omo B'chol HaMishnu B'Tzinner Sheni Pesel Samikri V'hu Ki Yin Shilohoyo Bei B'Skibu Oy Shechotat Bei Ki Shilohoyo Bei B'Skibu. In other words, suppose that Tzinner never had, even later on, he didn't have a B'Skibu. So of course, so it couldn't pass. Oy Shechotat Bei Yesa B'Skibu Acha Shibone B'Karak. So then it doesn't make any difference what kind of a Tzinner it is, whether it's a mattress, it doesn't make any difference. Moshe Nisboya B'Di said, בעלו חזו, צינר שחוקי הוא יסיף קובי פסלס המקרי, קובי אחר כך חוקי כי אין פסלס המקרי, הוא חוביר התלמוד מותם הדובו והוא שהכלל אצלנו שוב את הרבונו, כאילו אם השם מקווה שהוא עושה ממים שובים, אין יפוס לאום את הרבונו, ולפי חוכי תירו, אם קובי הסקירו בקרקע, הוא בונו ורקח חוקק בו, בייס קיבו, ולא יתירו דוב הזה, אם חוקי כי הוא יסיף קובי, מן הטעם שהזכירו, הויל ותירס כלי עולו בתורש, וכל מים שנסחול עם עולו כאילו ישור, ואחר האדום אז כבר זה, או מה שאני סיכירו מתחס הצין על קו ומס המים, הרי איסה המים המצויים בין עם מים שובים, הוא פייס למס המקרה, ואפילו הוי או איסו נקים את היבונים שלו מקו נטומה, כפי הכלולים שנסברו. אימרים בשמה, כי משנו סנס הכלים הלולו, תחס הציניה, שהוא מוזק בערוק אז המים, נעשו מים שובים. ואפילו שוח אחרי איסו נקים את תחס הציניה, שנעשו מילואים שלו מתאמונה, גזרינו נשכיח אותו מניח. ובסילו לגזר זה רזו. אבל המניח, בחוצר, כבר ביארו בתלמוד, ויאמרו, הניחו משעסקי שירון, אוהבים דבר הקלים ולתמאים. כלימה, בין שכיח, בין מניח, הקל פייסיל, אילו ואילו מינס בין שכיח בין מניח. That's the פשעת of אילו ואילו. בין שכיח בין מניח, הקל פייסיל יש המקווה. בשעס פיזר אוהבים, דבר הקל, אילו ואילו תאיר. So what does it mean? מניח, אילו ואילו תאירים. So, now, isn't that in conflict with the Roshna Ramba in Yodah HaZoko? The Rambam says, B'chol Eisu V'chol Zman. So he said that there this expression, the Rambam implies that he is Chilik and Rashi Shiteh. That he is Chilik and the Tur Shiteh. He says, HaMiniach Kilim Tachas Atzini Atomim B'chol Eisu V'chol Zman. What does it mean, B'chol Eisu V'zman? Bein B'shas Kishorovim, Bein B'shas Pizorovim. But the Rambam here says, in the second Madure, V'yomru, Inich M'shas Kishorovim, Nivakle Yolet Meim, Kleina Bein Shechia Bein Meniach, Hakel Bein Samikve, B'shas Pizorovim, Divre Hakel Eilu Veilu Teirim. And what does it mean, Eilu Veilu? Eilu Veilu means Bein Meniach, Bein Shechia. So it's just the reverse of what Rambam says in the Yodach HaZoko. So it's not the reverse, you see. According to the two, you see, there are three situations. The one situation is shechiyah. He forgot. One situation is miniach. Miniach means bikavone. But one can be miniach bikavone, but not for the purpose of filling it up with water. Let's say suppose I have too many kelim, so to carry, and I can't carry all the kelim bibasachas. So then I go out into the courtyard and I put a few kelim tachas atzineir. And then I put it bikavone tachas atzineir, but not for the purpose that they should be filled up with water. In order that I should be able to pick it up later because I intend to make a few trips in order to deliver certain kelim. So that would be miniach, but it wouldn't be miniach likabel mayim. The Kabbalah mind. According to the two, so it's not only. According to the two, so Bishas Pizor of him. Bein Bishamai, Bein Bisila Almeida, he doesn't become Shov. Even if he's Mania deliberately, in order that they should be filled up with water. So, that the Rambam says no. So the Rambam says, HaMiniach Kelim Tachas Atzineya, Tomi, B'choleisu V'chol Zman. So it means, what do you mean B'chol Yisrael Zman? Bein B'kisher Ovin, Bein B'pizor Ovin. But if he was Meniah deliberately in order to fill them up with money, and then the Rambam says, Sha'ar Elidaitim.